was Pope Francis arrested last night? There was a blackout at the Vatican, and I'm going to make this video very short for you. And the answer is Pope Francis was not, N-O-T, was not arrested. This is fake news. It comes from a website that's about 2 weeks old, which looks like this. It's called the Conservative Beaver. It says Vatican blackout, Pope arrested on 80 counts, indictment for child trafficking, etc. It's not a factual report. What is a true report is that the Vatican had a blackout last night. Also, regarding the arrest of Pope Francis, which did not happen, I confirmed it. Everyone was asking me, Marshall, what's going on, Marshall? I pretty much knew it was fake news, but I confirmed it with two independent, excellent sources connected in Rome, in the hallways of the Vatican, and I trust them both. You would too if you knew the names. The Pope was not arrested. Now, the Vatican blackout, no one seems to have an answer for why that happened. Some people are saying, well, they do blackouts every once in a while. Maybe they're trying to save on the light bill or whatever. And you'll notice if you look at the pictures, I might have a picture of the Vatican blackout. You can still see some lights. And I've asked people about that. And they say those are solar lights. Let me see if I can bring this in for you. Yeah, here we go. This is actually from the Vatican website, or Vatican media, rather. I'm going to pull it onto the screen for you to see. Sorry, just takes a moment. But you can see this picture right here. This is, that's St. Peter's Piazza, St. Peter's Square right there. And you can see little lights. These could be solar lights, I don't know. But there was definitely a major blackout at the Vatican overnight, but everything is back on. Why did it happen? I don't know. But what does seem to have happened in the media because of this website that I just showed is people used it to send disinformation to you, if you saw this story. And I want to take this opportunity to say, as we move into these troubling days of political intrigue, ecclesiastical chaos, problems in the church, we need to remember that one of the ways that opposition runs is to give you misinformation, to confuse you and to lie to you. And I would say my advice and I'm not talking about the next week or next 2 weeks, I'm talking about the next year. You've probably seen what's going on in social media, would be to initially doubt everything. And also, when you hear news that is what you want to hear, that tickles your ears, whether it's about the church or the state, I would be very careful. They're going to be running opposition info. And so keep your peace. The most important thing is not to be on Twitter all day on your phone scrolling, which is a temptation for all of us. It's to be praying. I recommend praying on your knees. I recommend that 2021 is the year you read the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation to the Apocalypse, or as we used to say, from table of contents to maps. Pray every day. Pray the rosary every day. It's a great way to pray. It's a meditation on the life of Christ, the mysteries of the life of Christ. Pray the rosary every day. You're not on the team. And keep calm. Some people have asked, Taylor, where you been? You're not making daily videos. We want to hear what you got to say. Part of it is there's so much information in the political realm and in the church realm that I'm trying to sift and wait and find out what's legit and what's not legit. This Pope Francis is arrested story was such a big one and so many people are confused on it. I was able to verify it pretty quick this morning, as I said, with two very good sources. So anyone who told you that this was the case, you should probably not trust them anymore. And I also want to give a little bit more advice before I sign off, and we'll pray together before I sign off. And that is, all of you need to get out a sheet of paper and a pencil And you need to write down a list of people that you trust. That you trust. Maybe it's 2 people, maybe it's 10 people, maybe it's 20 people. God bless you if you got 20 people you can trust. And you need to cultivate those friendships and those relationships. You also need to meet with people in person. And I recommend leave the phones in the car, put the phones in another room, and work on your friendship, work on your trust, and also discuss how you'll make plans moving into the future. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. In any of the YouTube channels of people telling you what's going to happen in the next week or 2021, they don't know. So I'm saying be prudent and be careful with the information that you consume. And you can choose to also consume good information, which is infallible, inspired, and perennial. And that is the Bible. Old Testament, New Testament, all of it. The Word of God. Let's focus on good information. Today's Sunday. I hope you had a blessed day at church at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Keep praying. Again, make and cultivate those friendships of people you can absolutely trust. That's always a good thing. No matter what happens in the next year, it's always good to have that. But when hard times do come, it's good to have those friendships. So make that list. Come back to it week after week. Call those people. Don't just text them. Don't just send them news links. Meet them face to face. Talk. Make plans. It's good for your mental health. It's good for their mental health. We need to have these human interactions. Read the Bible every day. Pray the rosary every day. Pray every day. Teach your children the true faith, the Catholic faith. Use traditional catechisms like this one. Catechism of the Council of Trent. Get a good old missal. I like the St. Andrew Missal. I also love Father Lassant's missals. Make these part of your daily habit. And stay off the fake news. All right. Let's pray together. Oremus. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, there's one thing I want to add. Although the Pope was not arrested, and that's fake news, I do believe, this is probably a whole new video, but I do believe that Pope Francis and the certain leaders in the hierarchy and in the Vatican and in the United States of America and the Catholic Church are allied. They're in an alliance with a regime change, with China and with the Democratic Party and the billionaires. I really do believe that is true. And I'll probably talk about that later. If you want to get a little bit of the history, you can always read my book, Infiltration. But I do want to say that I do think that is the case. But Pope Francis being arrested last night, fake news. Be careful what you consume. And remember, our Lord Jesus Christ says, you're the light of the world and the salt of the earth.